Jesus wasn't broke. He walked this earth with a thief. And I mean, we've heard this reference a bunch of times. He walked this earth with a thief in his camp. And all the other members of the camp didn't know he was getting stolen, that they were getting stolen from. So he had enough to cover even the thief. You can go back to the Old Testament. Let's just talk about a few of them in the Old Testament. We'll make a quick reference. But that's just one small section of how much God and all the people God have blessed. You just take Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They were all wealthy cats. Very. Bible said he made Jacob richer and richer by the day until he was very wealthy. And he's still the same God. And he don't play favorites. So if he made Jacob that rich to where Jacob started out with a walking stick that he found laying on the ground, he ended up with two armies. He had enough people serving him that was the amount of two armies. If he did that for that fella, what's the difference in him doing it for me and you? We have to apply our faith. Get it done. So I ain't saying nothing about that our personal provision, our money, has no importance or is of too little importance. It's just as important, like I said a while ago, knowing the letter Y, knowing the letter I, knowing the alphabets is just that important. Our provision, your provision, should totally come from faith and trust in God. Our Jehovah Jireh. And that faith, the faith for money, faith for stuff, is absolutely a vital base or foundation for which we practice to learn how to develop and build our ability to faith the fire out of this life for Christ. We need to learn how to do big things, important, calculus level kind of faith. But we ain't gonna learn it until we learn this little remedial phone bill stuff. Now, I know I ain't talking to everybody because somebody in here got it all together. Somebody been working on their faith. But I'm talking, you. If it's you, you can spread the word. You can move it on to the next person. We got to get on with it, people. So all that is elementary stuff. We got to get up to the calculus level faith, to the paper writing faith. Faith that'll transform prisons and inmates into Christian schools taught by ministers. Faith that leaves the clubs empty on Saturday night because all the patrons are at church and living before the Lord until Sunday morning. Faith that mends homes, grows new body parts, and turns Islamic countries into lovers of Christ. So today I am here to motivate you. For you to put in the effort, put in the time, put in the discipline it takes to learn how to use your faith to follow God's instructions, to get your hands on lots of money. Get your hands on it. It's there for you. God, when he decided he was going to make you, he knew what you had to have to do what he told he wants you to do. So guess what he did? He made that stuff too. Y'all ever watched house designing shows? And they design these houses and they draw them out and they draw out every little brick on the outside and they draw every room on the inside. Y'all know what else they do? They draw the shrubs and the driveway. They design the yard to match that house along with designing the house long before they ever built the house. So God designed you and all you need before he ever made you. So all of this stuff is already available to you. It's already yours. It ain't something you gotta get. It's yours. But it takes faith to get it in your hands. He already has it stored up for you. So, we got to put in the discipline, people. We got to put in the time. We got to put in the effort. Put in the sacrifice so you can put your hands on your stuff. Amen. We got to get this to be automatic. I'm going to run a little experiment right quick. Now, with enthusiasm, y'all shoot them up there quick. I'm going to show of hands who all saved already. Faith should be that easy. How did you get saved? You believe the word. Owning a home should be that easy. But we hadn't been taught, we hadn't over the years, and I say we because I ain't quite that old, I've seen some of it. In a couple of days I'll be 42. But I've seen a little bit. I remember being an itty bitty kid seeing it, and I can remember daddy talking about it some, and so on and so forth. But I've lived long enough to know that there are some traditions of men, some doctrine of men that taught us wrong. And God is here. He's been making this huge move over the past several years to get rid of that foolishness. Change our thinking. Renew our mind with the word so that we can get past this first grade faith. All right, so now let's move on to the part about let's learn some things about working your faith. And honestly, at this section, I just assume refer you to Kenneth Hagin or Bill Winston, or when he get through chilling, Jimmy Jones. I assume y'all just go listen to them, because it's very important that you really get, that you understand this part. And when I was reading Kenneth Hagin's book, I was like, I don't have to teach this part. I can just read this book, because this is everything I need that needs to be said here. But let's talk about some things about working your faith. I mentioned a while ago, who saved? And people raise their hands. They know it. They know they obtained salvation because they use their faith. They know they use their faith. Do y'all know that the faith you used to obtain that salvation, the process you went through to utilize your faith to obtain that salvation, is the same faith, is the same process it takes to operate your first grade faith. It's the same faith to operate your calculus level faith. It's the same faith our Almighty God used to create all of creation. It's the same thing. So why is it so easy for us to use it for salvation? It's so hard for us to use it for first grade. And the biggest reason is we have to get our minds renewed. The biggest reason is what we have allowed ourselves to think. Now, at some point we were taught, and at some other point we were not diligent enough to be retaught. All right, we're getting down to where I've been trying to get to here. Let's get on with how my time look. Oh man. All right. Y'all bear with me. I'm giving it my best here. So to use our faith, first thing, we got to know who we are. God created us to be just like him. And reading one of Kenneth Hagin's books, and I wish I could just get y'all to do the books to save time, but I need to go through some of this. He referred to Ephesians chapter 2, and I wrote a bunch of stuff down. I don't even know if we can turn. You can turn to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. And I'm going to read what I wrote here. It probably won't even go along with this because I think I was paraphrasing that. But you need to see some of it. And you definitely need to go home and see it.